So, Kerry Miller, I think you're going to be opening up a can of worms here this early in the morning.
That's okay.
Are you? This is off the start of the bat. Are you endorsing J-Lo's statement?
I am saying that from my experience, her statement is true. Now, before we say anything else, I'm talking about like intimate relationships, not just a friend. Like, Sky is not useless to me, but I don't depend on Sky for anything.
Okay, so you're saying men in relationships below 33 are useless.
In what sense? That's what I asked. Like, hang on.
Hold on.
Sky, where do you live?
At home.
Who wakes you up in the morning?
My mother.
Who makes you lunch?
My mother.
Who does your washing?
My mother.
Who pays your rent? Do you have rent?
I don't know. I think my dad.
I feel like case closed.
No, but
I
mean, like,
I don't know if I just made it.
No, but wait. But then why don't you ask for the pros? You're giving all the cons here. No,
when I was under 33, I was paying rent from 17. Okay.
So Darren, I don't think we should go either into you under 33 because there's
not telling stories from black and white TV days.
Yeah, and you also, I mean, you also made some life choices that maybe
That's
would
true,
put you hey. Into the
Listen,
under.
Listen, I was dodgy as Foxtrot pre-33.
Yeah. So. Like, Darren, under 33, did you ever have tequila with your or for your breakfast? Okay, there we go. So, and I don't know what else to say here.
So, wait, Kerry Miller, are you talking, from experience, obviously?
Yes, look, so I am 36, but I have dated men. The last two boyfriends of mine have been 5-6 years younger than me. And I basically feel like I became a mom. And I think if I had to date again now, I would date someone maybe like 3 or so years older than me.
I also get a sense that, I mean, you look at Elon Musk, he was amazing from 24, right? Mm-hmm. And I also think your choice of men under 33, like, can you not choose contemporaries? Like people in your age group, people in your professional sphere. You seem to go for, it's almost like, you know what? It's almost like somebody was begging and you were like, okay, I'll date him. It's like you stopped in the intersection.
Look, this is not about Kerry Miller. This is about J-Lo making a statement about men below 33 being useless. And I'm just saying, in my experience, hashtag Team Todd.
Yeah.
You know.
That's my point.
Okay, can I say something? Like, in terms of, how old is J-Lo? Do you know? 40 something.
56.
Ask a girl who is under the age of 33, who's dating a guy her age, would she also say they are useless? I don't think so.
She's 49, by the way, J-Lo.
Exactly, because she's old.
That's not old.
No, okay, well, she's older than, you know.
Than
but like, if you had to ask a 30-year-old woman dating a 28-year-old guy, I don't think you'd get the same response.
Obviously, guys, we are stereotyping. And I asked someone last night when I saw this. I said, what do you think about the statement? And this person said, well, it depends if the guy has been humbled. By what I mean is, has he experienced life yet? You know, because obviously life experience, you know, makes you wiser. But I'm saying generally, I kind of agree with J-Lo here.
You just have to pick better boyfriends.
It's not about me.
No, it is about you because you latched onto this from J-Lo and you endorsing the statement completely. But let's just see if Kerry and J-Lo are isolated incidents and they're having the female equivalent of a midlife crisis, right? Are men below 33, as a rule, not every single one, but generally, you could generalize. Generally, men below 33 are useless. Yes or no, and tell us why.
If anyone, by the way, is on my side, I will actually pay for the WhatsApp data to use because I need someone to back me up here. That number is 061-792-9495.
So, Kerry Miller saw something that J-Lo posted. J-Lo's always been that sort of like, you know...
But she's also always dated super young.
Exactly.
So she does have experience, which is why she can...
And Kerry, you've also dated rather too young for your, you know, for your standing in life.
What she can get there. Yeah.
So basically, you guys have to make better decisions in life.
That's the stance that Sky and I are taking right now. I think it's a bit of a sweeping statement to say all men below 33 are useless.
How about some men below 33 are useless? Or just, men below 33 are useless. That's basically it.
Okay. Well, so, we've got some calls.
Yeah, let's on the line. Hi, is this Melanie?
Hi, yes, it's Melanie.
Morning,
hey,
Melanie.
So what is your take on this whole thing, this debacle?
Kerry, I absolutely agree with you.
Wow!
I say that because most men below the age of 33 have not become men yet because that is their choice. Mm-hmm. Most men have not grown up yet by the age of 33.
Oh. When do you become a man?
Yeah.
Like, what is it? What's the quality that makes you a man?
For some, you have to go to the mountains. So,
true.
Well, I think most men have not become a man yet because they've not experienced life, as Kenny said. They've not gone through all the bad. They've not gone through all the good. They've mostly been partying and whatever at that age, because most of them probably are still single or have a girlfriend that's lived far away or whatever the case might be. But what I've experienced is my husband, for instance, he's not a partying man. He's not a... He'll have a party at home, and if your relationship is in communication and this and that, all the good of a relationship, then he's becoming a man. He's gone through all of that bad with you. He's gone through all of the good, and he's experienced with you. If he hasn't experienced with you in life, then he's not a man yet.
Melanie, thank you so much. I just needed you to agree with me, and I love that you did. Thanks, Melanie. Have the best day.
Thanks, Melanie.
Let me say hi to... Good morning, Wesley.
How's it, Scott?
Listen,
Wes.
Listen, bro. Yes. Bro, listen. Please tell me that you're in Camp Darren and Skaya, but...
For sure. Carrie's net, man. She woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Yeah.
So did Melanie.
How old are you, Wes?
I'm 23, man, and I'm a young dog.
Like dog as in D-A-W-G, right? Not dog as in like, yeah.
No, for sure, man.
And but so what happens when women say men below 33 are useless? What do you think?
I mean, it's absolute nonsense, because us young dogs are teaching all those old dogs their new tricks.
Oh. See, but us women, we don't actually want games and tricks there, Wes.
No, it's not just games and tricks, man. We're giving you guys the whole experience. We the stallions.
Oh, Wesley, do you live alone?
No, I stay with my parents.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't mean I'm less of a man, Kerry.
Exactly, Wes. Exactly.
Can you imagine?
I love him.
Get out of the bed, the wife says, make the bed. No, mom will do it.
Yeah.
All right, what do you think? Are men below 33 useless?
Good morning, guys. I go by the age of 24 right now, and I'm 102% agree with J-Lo. They don't know what they want. I don't know. They are childish. I don't know what is wrong with their mind. Oh, it sucks, guys. The age of 23. No, man. Grow up.
I hear what you're saying, but...
No, I don't hear what you're saying.
But the problem is, I know men 45, 55, and 65 that haven't grown up. I don't think there's an age. I think it's the man. You either choose the right man or the wrong man. If you want a grown-up one, get a grown-up one. Don't try to make one grown-up. Then you're going to fail big time.
Good morning, team.
Morning.
First of all, if J-Lo is referring to men under 33, she's busy cradle-snatching compared to her age. Second of all, I agree with Darren and Scar. I think that under 33 guys, there's nothing wrong with them, and not that I am under 33. It's just the fact that, like I say, that is stereotyping, and the guys are fine. Depends on the age group that you're relating to when you're dating.
Okay. Well, I hope that clears it up. Plus, he was having a full-on in-depth conversation and changing gears.
Yeah.
You see that multitasking vibe happening there?
You know, they're just breaking the law.
He was on Bluetooth.
Bluetooth, yeah.
Still breaking the law, yeah?
It's nice.
I've just listened to the radio, and I couldn't agree more with you. Like, men, not even under the age of 34. Like, I've dated two guys, and they were both older than me, and they were both useless. About 2 years they were older than me, but absolutely useless. The one is now 35, still staying at home, and has, like, what responsibility is that? What are you teaching yourself? Like, you stay with them, and like you said, you become a mom. So it's not the age as well. Like, it's also... They're flipping, like, it's just ridiculous, actually. It's like, what are the moms of these days teaching their sons to be lazy and expect women to do everything for them?
She's just heartbroken.
Yeah,
that's it.
No.
Sour. A little.
No.
A bit resentful, I think.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. You should phone that guy.
No, you should not.
Well, I've got one thing to say to J-Lo. Your mom's useless.
Come on, man.
Oh, was not expecting that.
Why did you leave your name, bro?
That was brilliant.
All right, let's see what's happening on the roads. 6:45, Jayshree.
Thanks, Darren. If you're traveling on the N2 to Stanger, just before Tongat River Bridge, we've got a serious accident scene there. Look out for emergency vehicles that are on the roadway. And then at the top of Fields Hill, if you're heading towards Pinetown, we've got a vehicle that's overturned and it's in the right lane. And protest action in C-section Umlazi this morning. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Jayshree Parasraman.
All right, everyone's always talking about these big things that happen in their life. No, you can get 4,000 Rand, takealot.com vouchers just for telling us about all these little things that have happened in your life. Keep it under 15 seconds.